friend who did very well this year, and he has a girlfriend he's been with for a little while. I mean, they're going to get engaged eventually, but for now, I said, so you're getting her a ring for Christmas? He's like, nah, that's cliche. I'm going to wait until they, I guess, after the pandemic, then they're going to go on like some cruise or some trip together. And he says he's going to propose then. Mm-hmm. So for now, I said, well, what are you going to get her for Christmas? Oh, I'm going to get her a car. I'm going to do that thing where like she wakes up in the morning and there's a car in the driveway with a big giant ribbon on it. He's like, it took me forever to find a big giant ribbon, but I found one and it's like, he's hiding it in a friend's garage and whatever. I was like, you can't give somebody a car for Christmas. You can't just hand somebody a car.
Get her a necklace, not a car.
No, she needs a car. But the fact that he wants a surprise, he wants to do the thing where you surprise somebody, where they wake up in the morning, he's going to put his hand over her eyes, and just like a commercial, like a cliche commercial, where they walk out and there's the car in the driveway with the big ribbon on it. I'm like, that is not the thing to buy somebody. Like, you need to have a conversation. What kind of car do you want? Do you want an SUV? Do you want a small car? Do you want a four-wheel drive? Like, that's a big purchase. You can't just hand somebody the keys to a car, right?
Yeah, you got to know what they want, what color. Then they're going to have to pay for the insurance, the gas. There's a whole thing. What if she doesn't have a parking spot for it? That's
right.
That's too much of a pain. I mean, it's much easier to get her a necklace or a bracelet.
I know. I said, I was like, he's like, but she really needs a car. I'm like, just because she needs a car, that's the kind of thing that you get for yourself. You don't buy a car for, you know, I'm doing really well this year. I mean, he's not buying her a BMW or anything. I think he ended up getting her like, you know, whatever, like a Subaru or whatever, something. Just, right. You know, something.
But that's,
you know,
still like $30,000.
Well, that's, I mean, something not cheap, but he didn't get her like a, you know, it wasn't a Maserati. But even that, like, maybe that's not what she wants. Maybe she wants a Jeep. Maybe she wants a pickup truck. Maybe she wants a two-seat. You don't know what she wants. You can't just, I feel like that's one of those things that every time I see those commercials where somebody gets somebody a car, I'm like, that's not a good gift. They're making it look like a good gift. And anyway, so this dumb friend of mine just buys into that whole cliche thing. And he's like, I'm doing it.
Well, and the thing is they're not married. They're not even engaged.
No, but they will. But they've been together like 5 years. I think they're going to get engaged. I mean, they're
but she's
they're
expecting
into it.
A ring.
No. She knows that they're not going to get engaged. They've talked about when they're going to get married, and they're not in a hurry right now. I think she has to finish school, and she's work. It's a whole thing. Whatever. It's the idea that I feel like there are some gifts that people need to buy themselves. Like, I wouldn't want somebody buying me an apartment. You know, I don't want, even if I had like a super, super rich boyfriend who was like, here's your apartment. Yeah, but I don't want to live in this neighborhood.
Nobody's ever going to buy you anything.
No, I know. It's never going to happen to me. But okay, let me go. Shoes. Don't buy me shoes.
Yeah, good luck with that.
No, because even that, like, my boyfriend doesn't understand that shoes, even though technically I'm a 7.5, in some I'm a 7, in some I'm an 8. It depends on the shoe and how it runs. Like, I wouldn't even want him buying me shoes, let alone a car.
Yeah, because you don't know what color you want. You don't know that day what's hot, what's hip, what you're into, because that changes all the time.
Right.
So, yeah, that's don't buy clothes, shoes, cars, apartments. Just necklaces fit everybody. Bracelets fit everybody. Buy her an Apple Watch. Done.
There you go. Apple Watch is a great gift, but I don't know. He said that I'm wrong. It's a great gift and that she's going to just die when she sees it. But, you know, what if I was like, you know what? If you got her the wrong color, if you got her, because when you think about it, like, okay, so you have an old piece of crap car and you're like, one day I'm going to, when I finish my school, I'm going to get myself a car and it's going to be this car and this color. And, you know, there's something to be said for like making big purchases for yourself, the pride of being the person to lease or buy your own, you know, car, apartment, like big purchases you should do on your own or with your husband, not for a girlfriend.
Maybe he should get her like a gift certificate to Nissan. Here's a gift certificate. You can buy any car you want at Nissan.
Do they do that? Do they do gift certificates?
I'm pretty sure if you ask them. Can I have a gift certificate? What's it for? Just any car. Here's my credit card number. When she picks it, you just charge it. They'll do that. So that way you don't have to get a big bow. She'll still be surprised. She'll get the card and say, it's any Nissan I want card.
But what if she wants a Honda? What if she wants a Kia? Like, you don't know what she's looking for.
You know what every woman wants? A big suitcase.
Her student loans paid off.
A big suitcase full of cash. You know what? You'll get the same reaction you do with a car. It'd probably be a bigger reaction. Just a big, just go to like a Goodwill and get one of those really old, ugly suitcases.
And an attaché.
Fill it full of money. When she opens it, she could be like the McScrooge Scrooge duck and dive in it, whatever she wants. She'll be happy.
Can you imagine like Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, whenever you open your gifts, you know, there's a box. It's like a weird shaped box under the tree. You're like, oh, what can this be? Did he get me a coat? Are these boots? Like, what is it? And you open it and it's an old attaché case and you flip it up and it opens and there's just like neatly piled cash in there.
Yeah, like in the movies.
It would be the best gift ever, but it'd be the weirdest gift ever. Because then your friends would say to you, what'd he get you? And you'd be like, a suitcase full of cash.
And you can sit back later when you're, you know, chilling by the fire and go, I was going to buy you a car. And she says, well, the money you gave me was the right color. You know? And it fits. And thank you very much.